Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, Friday, 22nd, November 1963, Barbadians awoke to greet a typical Caribbean day late in the year. At about 2:30 in the afternoon, however, something unusual and unprecedented occurred in Barbados. The sky turned suddenly dark throughout the island. Something serious, even terrible, was going on here in Barbados and perhaps outside the island. The afternoon became so dark that several persons called Radiofusion to report the strange phenomenon and to inquire whether there was a hurricane brewing or a volcano erupting in one of the neighboring islands. The phone lines became clogged, but no information was forthcoming from that source, and Barbadians were left to put their own interpretation on the sudden change in the weather and the appearance of the sky. Some schools were dismissed, and students made their way home under dark skies. At the Barbados Customs Department, a young customs officer, Mr. Morris Greenwich, asked his superior, "Are we going to get a hurricane?" The senior official solemnly replied, and I quote, "No, boy, this is not a hurricane. A king just get killed. The sky is dark because of the death of a monarch," end quote. As Greenwich recalls, no one in Barbados had yet received the news, but as the afternoon wore on, by 4 p.m., the announcer on Radiofusion reported solemnly that news coming from the United States of America indicated that at 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, which was 2:30 p.m. in Barbados, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy had been shot while being driven in the backseat of an open Cadillac on Dealey Plaza in downtown Dallas, Texas. By this time, the dark haze which covered Barbados was still present and stayed over the island until approximately 4:30 in the afternoon. This was about the time in the USA when it was confirmed that President Kennedy was dead and that Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson had been sworn in as the new president. President Kennedy died at age 46. He was extremely popular from the day of his election when he exhorted his fellow countrymen, imploring them to, and I quote, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country," end quote. Barbadians of all walks of life mourned his untimely death in the prime of his life. And as a mark of respect, a new road running from Eagle Hall to Frontebelle was named President Kennedy Drive in the mid-1960s. Barbadians will never forget the dark cloud which covered the island at the time of his death on this day, Friday, November 22nd, 1963.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.